أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 79 of Surah At-Tawbah. Up to now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the conditions of the munafiqeen in different ways. One particular way was with regards to the sadaqat. They had an objection upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not grant them from the sadaqat or the booty, the mali ghanimat, the spoils of war. And then they had the issue of themselves not spending for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then they had the issue that we discussed yesterday, that they promised that they will spend and they did not spend. Now in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another dimension. When others spend, what is their reaction? What are the reactions from the munafiqeen? So hence we find that on one occasion our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a general plea, a general call to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to spend, and that spending was in actual fact from the nafal charities. In other words, voluntary charities that you should give out for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the call. One Sahabi, famous Sahabi, Sayyidun Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes with 4,000 coins and he places it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another Sahabi does not come with the coins in itself, but he comes with dates equivalent to 4,000 dinars or dirhams, and he places it in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a huge amount in those days. And both these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were the first to respond to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the contrary, we had other Sahaba, by one Sahabi particularly by the name of Abu Aqil or Abu Uqail. This Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not by the means. When he heard the call, he thought to himself, there is something that I need to do. So he goes out and he finds a job so that he could earn. And now with that earning, he will come and he will give his nafal sadaqah, his nafal charity. It comes in a narration that he went out, he had to work hard, and he acquired about 2 sa of dates. 1 sa is equals to about 3 kilograms of dates. 1 sa he kept at home, and 1 3 kilograms plus minus he brings to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the munafiqeen see this. This was supposed to be something that one would envy, one would also desire, aspire for. But what does the munafiqeen do? They begin to taunt the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The likes of Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they began to say that he is showing off, and this is why he has done it, to show off his wealth. And on the other side, though that Sahaba and those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that went to work and they brought for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever little it may have seemed for the sake of Allah, they began to say, Allah is not in need of all of this. Now who were they to decide what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts and what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rejects? And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Those people, in other words, the munafiqeen are also those people who taunt al-muttawwi'een, those people who give free willingly, min al-mu'mineen, of the believers, fi sadaqat, regarding the sadaqat, regarding the charities, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ, and they taunt also those who strive hard, who endeavor hard, who work hard, and they do not have anything, illa juhdahum, but their own effort that they put in to earn. And then fayaskharuna minhum, they begin to make a mockery of all of them. Those that gave free willingly in abundance, they also were taunted. those that worked hard and brought whatever, they were also mocked at and taunted. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make a mockery of them. And the mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they may think that they are doing well, they may think that they are on the right. And this is the very difficult part of life, that when a person thinks he is doing the right, but obviously in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is wrong and it is not acceptable. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a painful punishment. And now when we look in the Quran, generally painful punishment comes for the disbelievers, for the kuffar. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the declaration to show that they have no iman in their hearts. And of course, for us also, the very important lesson that we learn, let us focus on what we are doing for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us not be concerned about others when they do for the deen, that we begin to make these statements in our hearts, and sometimes it comes on our tongues, that these people are doing things to show off, or these people's effort will never be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us see what we can do for the sake of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.